and that's good from the right point. Dawson Hewitt with a three for Gainesville. So a good start for the Bulldogs. Long pass up the floor, breaking the press on the baseline. That's Naines inside, walk through the basketball, turnover against Winona. Crew Bowden for Winona, along with Stetson Haynes. Conley Voiles, here's a drive on the baseline. High off the board, shot up and in, again by Dawson Hewitt. Hewitt with a nice drive down the right side of the key. Drew Miley in the starting lineup. Dominic Freeman, if we go back to play here. And here's a cross-court pass. Good feed, laying high off the board is good by Stetson Haynes. And that makes it 5-3. Gainesville in the white with the black and red trim. Winona in their very recognizable purple with gold trim. Right point, another three is good again. Dawson Hewitt has found the sweet spot out there. He's got 8 points in the first 2 minutes. Over on the left wing, open shot for a three is off the side iron, over the backboard, out of bounds, dead ball. Off the miss by Drew Miley, and so it'll go back over to Gainesville. They're off to a roaring start here. 8-3 lead early. No upsets at all, or close to it so far in the tournament. Ball out front, holding it is Hewitt. Now to the right wing. Cross-court pass in the left corner. Jab step cross-court back to the right wing. A three is launched and good again, and this is Owen Donnelly. Gainesville has made four shots, threes. Front court, they'll break the press. There's a drive, shot is blocked. Back up on the foot, back good. Byrne with the bucket. Channing Byrne wearing number 12. Here's a shot from the wing, that's up no good. Byrne gets a rebound. Channing Byrne is the only senior on this Winona team. Gainesville has three. Byrne on the side, goes up with the shot. No good, got pushed, and he'll shoot two as he drove the left side of the key. Byrne is probably the tallest player in this game by an inch or two. So he'll go about 6'4", 6'5". Second foul call on Owen Donnelly for Gainesville. So that's big for them. Free throw by Byrne is good. The 11-6. And the next try is good. Channing Byrne makes them both. It's 11-7. Winona hangs in here in the early going. Over on the right wing now. Pass baseline wide open. 12-footer is no good. Too hard. And the ball comes off to Winona. Gainesville play man-to-man. They're going to have a hard time guarding number 12, Channing Byrne. Here's a right wing three ball. Good from downtown, Crew Bowden. And things heat up a little bit, 11-10. In the paint, kick it left corner, ball fake, dribble to the left elbow. Cross court pass on the wing, ball fake to the baseline, wrap around to the far side. Good defense, they cut off the potential shot cross court now on the pass from Luna. Inside ball lost through the back court, goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover against Gainesville. Well, with the fast start shooting the ball by Dawson Hewitt for Gainesville, after that, it's been all Winona for the most part. .337 and counting, first quarter, 11-10 score. At the point for the lead, a three, no good. Controlled by Gainesville, they come back quickly. on the left side in the paint. Right-hand runner is up and no good by Dawson Hewitt. And now in the front court, 3:12 to go in the quarter. Let's see if Wynonna can get the lead here. Over on the right, Bowden. Ball goes back court, goes out of bounds. And that's going to be a turnover against Wynonna. Their second of the first quarter. In the ball game for Gainesville, Owen Donnelly re-enters and Dawson Hewitt gets a break. At the point, he'll penetrate. Fall away from 12 feet is good. And just in the ball game, Owen Donnelly now has 5. 13-10 at the other end. Byrne goes up for the shot. Got it blocked out of bounds. Well done defensively by Aiden Galding for Gainesville. Morris Jenkins, the head coach of the Bulldogs. He is a great basketball coach. Here's the inbound in the corner, thrown out of bounds. Turnover. It was a zag play, but the player zigged. And out of bounds it went. 13-10. Gainesville with it. And the lead. Baseline, they get Leaker open, pump fake up. Barkley blocked from behind, but he muscled it up and got it in. Grant Leaker with his first bucket. He is a very familiar name in this tournament. In the front court, Byrne to the point. They'll fake the shot, now move it back over to Channing Byrne. Over on the right, Gainesville will float in their 2-3 zone defense here. Cheating on the wing a little bit, preventing the three. Now on the right side, they'll move it back to the left, to the post. Inside, Byrne gets it, shoots it, no good, from about 6 feet. And pulled down by Gainesville, and they come back. With Colby Anderson in the corner, here's the three, that rims off, no good. And we'll have out-of-bounds call as Anderson swoops in to get that rebound, but went out of bounds in the process. Drew Miley will throw the ball in for Wynonna. And now the Wildcats in purple, down by 5 with 1:30 to go in the quarter. They move it from wing to wing, now back to the right side. Something's going to get open big time here around the three-point line. They'll just keep moving the ball. There it is at the point. Three is in the air and no good. Off the miss by Crew Bowden. Now back quickly. Here come the Bulldogs. They spin to the middle, back outside on the wing. Here's a three, in and out. And the rebound to Wynonna, and a foul be called on the play on Gainesville. Really good job by Wynonna that last possession to move the basketball, be patient, and they got a wide open look from a foot behind the top of the circle. And it wouldn't go down, but really good patience, really good approach, and a good understanding of what they're trying to do by Wynonna. Now with the ball again, 54 seconds left in the first quarter. On the wing, here's a three, and that is no good. Ball comes long, though, rebounded by the Wildcats. Here's a three from the right side, and that's no good. Ball goes long to the corner, chased down by Wynonna again. And they'll try to bounce it off a leg. Instead, it's stolen. Gainesville with a long pass up ahead. Tough catch. Shot is up, partially blocked. Picked up by Wynonna. Here they come back. Canning Byrne with it. In the paint, 1-on-4. Back outside to the right point. They'll fake it and now settle down. In the left corner, Byrne. Three ball is way short. And taken away by Gainesville. At the right elbow, Grant Leaker in the lane, pulls up, shoots, no good, got it back, tipped it in. And that's the end of the first quarter. Good first quarter of basketball. And after one, I've done one game already today, That was Salem and Summersville. After the first quarter there, it was 13-7. Here, it's 17-10 with the Bulldogs on top. We're back in a minute on the Fox.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in our new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process. Stop in at Brawley's Powderhorn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powderhorn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
Well, we go to the second quarter of this game. 17-10, the score. Gainesville with the lead in the ball. And here's a three attempt to start it. In and out. Ball pulled away by Winona and over the back foul inside against Gainesville. That'll be Grant Leaker. First foul on Leaker, first foul of the second quarter. Begin with O'Keefe fouls by the half. Team-wise, it's by the quarter. Once you get to five, it's automatically two shots. At the point, to the right wing. Go move it left side. Burn, dribbled it off his foot, turned it over. Now Leaker goes up for the shot on the run. A whistle, a foul on the play. He made the shot, but it was blown down before he went up to shoot it. Last foul for Winona, Drew Miley. First one on him, and now the inbound from underneath. Gainesville plays it in. To the corner, they'll curl in, double team, far side pass. Leaker with a left-handed three is no good. But a foul on the shot, and he'll shoot three. Well, you don't want to do that. And that puts an excellent free throw shooter on the line for Gainesville. Grant Leaker, he's a lefty, puts up the first one, and it's good. But you know, it doesn't matter who it is. Next try, nothing but net. One more to come. I saw a game earlier this year, a kid that is a 80% plus free throw shooter. He had three and he missed all three of them. Chances of that, not real high. And three in a row for Grant Leaker. Took him out of the ball game, and they'll sub in for him, Colby Anderson. Clock running again. 7:20, 20 to 10 the score. Gainesville. The G-men lead it by 10. Wildcats with the ball into the post to the corner. Couldn't get the shot away in time. Now it's point to the right wing. Gainesville really doing a good job rotating on defense out of their zone. It's a point. Here's a three, and that's good. Drew Bowden with his second three. 20-13. Bulldogs move it to the left corner. They think about the shot there with Hewitt. Instead, they move it back out. Gainesville takes it to the right corner. Winona pressures. Now back out on the wing. Hewitt will penetrate. Lean in. Got his shot blocked, and he got fouled. He'll shoot two. Purple 12 on the arm is Canning Byrne. That's his first foul in the act of shooting. Hewitt, free throw, good. Jackson Hewitt with one more. Corbin West gets a break for Gainesville. Aiden Galding back in. Next one is good. Hewitt has 10. Gainesville has 22, and they lead by 9. On the baseline, good play by Grant Leaker. Knocked the ball away, but stepped out of bounds as he went to pick up the ball. Grant Leaker is one of only three seniors. Owen Donnelly, Dawson Hewitt, and Grant Leaker, three seniors on this team for Gainesville. Those are three pretty good seniors. In the corner, catch and shoot for a three. That's off the side iron. Rebound fought for and pulled away by Byrne. Kick it to the right corner. Catch and shoot for a three. It goes in and out. Gainesville gets it, and Leaker brings it up. To the right side, Hewitt. Dawson Hewitt to the point. Galding over on the left wing. Leaker for a three. No good. Weak side rebound. Tipped cross. Picked up by Conley Voiles. And a line owner with the ball down by 9. Wildcats need something here. They move it around the perimeter on against the zone. Crew Bowden's made 2 threes. That's all the three-point shooting so far for Winona. Left wing, here's the three attempt. That's way short. Tipped in the air, picked up, and back they come with Donnelly in the front court for Gainesville. Cross court on the left wing. A catch and shoot for Hewitt. No good. Weak side rebound. Taken down by Galding. He threw it back and threw it out of bounds. Turnover, Gainesville. It'll be Winona basketball at midcourt. Channing Byrne plays it inbounds to Crew Bowden. Bowden stays around the top of the circle. That's his spot. He can get another open look. He's already made a couple. He'll need to crank that thing up. They skip pass it out to him out front. Now to the right wing. Bowden again, left point, three, off the back iron. Comes long toward the free throw line. Taken out of midair by Hewitt. Hewitt has knocked away from him. Chases it down near the timeline. Leaker in the corner is double teamed. Hassled, back outside it goes on the pass to Anderson. Now at the point, a drive, right hand runner will go down, rebound to Byrne, off the miss by Donnelly. And now back come Winona. With 4:14 to play in the half. To the left wing, to the left corner. Gainesville really extending their defense. To the right corner again. Here's an open shot for a three. Good. Stetson Hayes. Stetson Haynes for the three-pointer. He's got 6. 22-16. Winona's only made 4 field goals, but 3 of them have been threes. Right wing, another 3 attempt is no good. Tipped up and no good by Galding. Rebound taken down by Byrne. Now down the lane. Here's a right-hand running drive off the back iron. It won't roll in for Haynes. And it's rebounded by Gainesville. Wildcats get back on defense with 3:15 to play in the half. Shot from the wing won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Gainesville. It'll be Winona basketball, or will it? No, it'll be Gainesville ball. It was 17-10 after 1. Inbound play, lob out front, back to the right corner. Hewitt to the low post, ball knocked away, and it's loose on the deck. That's going to be picked up. And a whistle. And a foul. Diving for the ball. That foul is on Dawson Hewitt. That's his first. Nobody has any real foul trouble yet. Only one player with 2. And now, Wynona on offense, trying to find that open look. Now here's the ball kicked. Stopping the clock at 2:49. Stays with Wynona. Game after this one will be Mansfield against Kabul. Out front on the left wing to the point. And Burns pass inside off the hands of a teammate picked up. And back comes Leaker in the left corner. Front court. Donnelly back to Leaker in the left side. The lefty kicks it outside. And now Hewitt comes out and resets the offense. On the left, and pass in, taken by Hewitt. Up and around, reverse is good. Nice Hewitt shot by Dawson Hewitt, who now has 12. Front court to the right corner. Wynona down by 8. Pass inside, not open, against the zone. In the corner, up fake. Bowden looking to shoot the three. Miley looking for the open shot. So is Channing Byrne. High post, wide open, turns, shoots, and no good. I think that Drew Miley was shocked how open he was. Now at the other end. Here's a shot by Donnelly on a little 10-footer. Good. Owen Donnelly has 8 points. Make that 7. 7 for Donnelly. 26-16. Front court. Here's Byrne taking it to the hole. Kicks it baseline. Open shot. No good. And now the ball is controlled by Gainesville with under a minute to play. 53 seconds. Bulldogs are not in any hurry. They've got a 10-point lead. They're just kind of waiting, maybe not necessarily for the last shot of the half, but they may be waiting to see if Wynona goes to sleep on the back line there. And if they do, they might try to bullet one underneath to Dawson Hewitt, who is just kind of lurking around down there. Now Hewitt comes out and gets the ball. 15 seconds. Now he dribbles to the right wing. Looking for the last points of the half. Leaker turns, whistle, blocking foul. 4.6. That doesn't really hurt Wynona. That's only the... Well, it's a 14 foul. So if there were a foul to occur here, it would be two shots, one way or the other. Anyway, 4.6 to go in the half. Gainesville throws it in up 10. They get it in the corner, back to the wing. Donnelly, they're going to have to shoot it quick. Ball fake, they don't get it off in time, and that's the end of the half. Good defense by Wynona, and at the half, Gainesville Bulldogs, 26. Wynona Wildcats, 16. Back in 3 minutes on the Fox.
96.9 the Fox.
Cheney Monument, located on Highway 160 in Gainesville, has been in business since 1935. Specializing in granite memorials, etchings, and memorial lettering, Cheney Monument also offers sandblasting services. Custom monuments, benches, and more can be crafted. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to noon, or call them at 417-679-3720.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at the half, and this is the, what did I say it was, the sixth game of the day at the Cabool Holiday Tournament, day number one, game number six at the half. The Gainesville Bulldogs enjoy a 26-16 lead. Scored in the first half, first of all, Gainesville on top. Dawson Hewitt got off to a fast start. He had 8 points in the first quarter and finished the half with 12. Owen Donnelly with 7 points, and Grant Leaker had seven. That accounted for all of Gainesville's scoring. Winona's leading scorer, Stetson Haynes, he has 6 points. Crew Bowden also has six. And 2 points for Channing Byrne. In the first half, Winona only made 4 field goals. 3 of them, though, were behind the 3-point line. Free throw shooting was outstanding in the first half. Gainesville 5 out of 5 from the line, and Winona 3 out of 4. Turnovers, pretty much a wash. 4 for Winona, 3 for Gainesville. And the difference in the ball game, at least to this point, is Gainesville's defense has made it tough for Winona to get good open looks at the basket, especially around the 3-point line. And so that's going to be the job and the challenge for Winona in the second half. Create some space where your shooters can get shots off and try to get some high percentage shots at the same time. 46-16, the next game after this one will be Mansfield, and they'll be taking on Poole. Then the final game of the night, the Alton Comets will play the Eminence Red Wing. Not sure about the start time for that, but covering the games here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. So if you're in the vicinity, you want to drop in, you can see the second half of this game and 2 more games to follow. At the half, with the second half looming, again, it's the Gainesville Bulldogs with a 26-16 lead on Winona. And we'll be back in 3 minutes to get to the second half here on the Fox 96.9.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is your car speaking, and winter is coming. My tires are slipping, my tread span, one snowflake, and we're skating. Please call Kabul Tires.
Stay safe this winter with new tires and expert service. Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
Stop in at Brawley's Powder Horn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powder Horn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Let's take another look at your weather forecast right now as we're waiting on the second half to begin. Currently 75 degrees here at the studios in West Plains. Going to be sort of a foggy night as we'll see some increase in clouds with a low of 49 degrees. For your Saturday, 71, patchy fog in the morning, then we'll see partly sunny skies in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy and 59 Saturday night, then a chance of showers and mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 72. Double H will have the second half for you coming up here in just a bit. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on 96.9 The Fox.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cheney Monument, located on Highway 160 in Gainesville, has been in business since 1935. Specializing in granite memorials, etchings, and memorial lettering, Cheney Monument also offers sandblasting services. Custom monuments, benches, and more can be crafted. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to noon. Or call them at 417-679-3720.
7122. Second half, ready to roll here. The bracket is starting to take shape for the second day of the tournament tomorrow. All kinds of basketball going on right about now, though. My gosh. But it's that way right after Christmas every year. Green, blue, blue, and gold going on. Ready to go at midcourt. It'll be the starting five for both teams. Winona will have the basketball. Our coverage is brought to you in part by our corporate sponsors, Keller Williams, Aubrey Boyle, County Fuels, and Town & Country Supermarket. Down the front court. Winona with it. Canning Byrne dribbles right, gets cut off. Now we're on the right wing. Byrne had it, lost it, dribbles it outside. Byrne guarded out front by Donnelly. Picks up the dribble. Now over goes on the right sideline. On the left wing. Byrne up fake. Winona's not been able to get him the ball where he could work it inside and use that size of his. In the corner. Drive on the baseline. Double team. Tried to feed it in. Did. Got it back, beat it outside. Now a three ball is good by Bowden. It grew Bowden. So Bowden has made a three in each quarter. 26-19, and that changes the scoreboard in a good way for Winona. Spinning to the middle. Here's Grant Leaker with an up-and-around shot. Good as he spun it off the glass with the left hand. Grant Leaker, good player for the Gainesville Bulldogs. Now the front court, they break the press. Winona takes it to the hole. Goes up with the shot. No good. Ball is pulled down by Galding. And Gainesville back left to right in the white. 28-19, Bulldogs on top by 9. Lob to the left side, to the high post. Leaker will just hand it back, and a fired shot for 3 is good by Hewitt. Dawson Hewitt makes his third 3 of the game, and that makes it 31-19. Full court pressure, Gainesville. And now they steal the ball on the press. Pass it up ahead, ping it to the hole. Donnelly lays it up and in. And we get timeout on the court with 5:50 to play in the third with the score now. Gainesville Bulldogs 33, going on a Wildcats 19. Back in a minute on the Fox.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
We're back for play, and Winona trying to kind of get it going here in the second half. They're pressured in the backcourt by Gainesville. 33-19. Front court, they break the press. Now bouncing to the middle. Here's Byrne, goes up inside and scores. They got it in the basketball, 5 feet from the basket. That's where he needs to be getting it. Channing Byrne now with 4. 33-21, and Byrne called for an over-the-back foul. They tried to get the ball to the high post, and Byrne playing behind Grant Leaker just reached over the top and whacked him a good one. In the corner on the inbound. Here's a catch and shoot for 3, and it's good. Dawson Hewitt makes his 4th 3 of the ball game. He is having a good day. Front court, Winona. To the left wing. Here's a 3 by Bowden off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by the Wildcats. They take it down on the baseline. A turn face and good. A really hard shot made by Conley Voiles. 36-23. Winona needs about 3 stops in a row here and convert. They can tighten this game up considerably. In the left corner, baseline Donnelly, open, pull up from 12, good. Winona with it, now against the full court, diamond press. Over on the right side to the middle, Byrne has it. Gives it back over, Bowden to the corner. They'll circle outside. Pick it up on the wing. Now back, bounce pass out front to Drew Miley. Back in the left corner. Byrne thought about a 3, thought better, and now back to the point. Crew Bowden. He has 3 of the 4 makes from the 3-point line for the Wildcats. Miley on the baseline. Lob pass out on the wing. Open, Bowden. 3 ball is up. Back iron won't fall. Rebound long, and here come the Bulldogs on the run. They'll hold up, pull it back. Over on the right, Leaker in the lane, bounce underneath. Great pass. Hewitt turns off the board. Good. Really good play on two fronts that time. And a timeout is going to be called on the floor. Hewitt finished the play. This was a great pass that set that up. 3:35 to play. Quarter number three, and we're back in a minute on the Fox.
Looking for a perfect stocking stuffer? Gift cards from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Hi, this is Deb. If you have that hard-to-shop-for person on your Christmas list, we have gift cards available for whatever amount you need. And while you're in the store, enjoy shopping for all those others on your list for the perfect gift. Hurry in for the best selection and save. Hirsch knows Santa.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply are more than a farm store.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Gainesville Bulldogs about scored Winona 14-7 here in the third quarter, and they lead now 40-23. And Winona with the ball nearly turns it over. They pull it back out on the wing to the side, down to the post. Byrne has it, pump fake, ball away shot, no good. Got it back, missed it, got it back. Got blocked from behind, and now out of bounds, and it'll go back over to Gainesville. Over on the right now for Gainesville, trying to add to a 17-point lead. Grant Leaker, far corner, far side that is, on the baseline, up and under. Hewitt goes up, walks with the basketball. Only the fourth turnover for Gainesville, and Winona's done very well with five. Front court, Byrne with it. Bounce across, bad pass, too late, stolen. Gainesville comes away. Pass up ahead, Leaker threw it away, threw it over his head, out of bounds. And it goes back to Winona, 2:40 to go in the third. Crew Bowden will take his time and just get it over the timeline. To the right wing, on the low block of the baseline. Byrne has it, picks it up, bounces outside. Bowden to the left point. Byrne inside, goes up inside, no good, got his own board, goes up, missed it, put it up, good, foul the play, basket count. Burns had six shots within a foot of the basket. The last two possessions, he made one. But luckily, the one he did make, he got fouled in the act. So Channing Byrne now with six. And a free throw to follow, 15-point game. He can make it 14 if this will go in. Here it is, in the air, and good. 2:10 and counting. In the third quarter, 40-26, Gainesville with the lead. They led by 10 at the half. Over on the left side, Donnelly, back to the right corner. Chase Luna in the ball game. Right point, three ball, Hewitt, good. Dawson Hewitt now with 11 in the quarter. And 23 for the game, and now ball nearly stolen, picked up though by Byrne in the left corner for Winona. Three is launched and good. Conley Boyle with his second field goal, that one a three. 43-29. At the point, they'll hand to the free throw line. Leaker dribbles in, has to kick it out. Down the lane, back out on the wing. Hewitt, three again. Good again. Dawson Hewitt. Oh, and the ball. 26 for him. I know the front court. Burns steps through, goes up, around, no good, got fouled. That's the third foul call on Gainesville's Grant Leaker. First free throw try here by Channing Byrne, no good. Coverage of the Cabool Holiday Tournament brought to you in part by folks like Keller Williams, Audrey Boyle. Next free throw is good. Other corporate sponsors, County Fuels and Town and Country Supermarket. You may need County Fuels next week. Here's the right point. Three ball. Good again. Wow. I saw a performance in Mountain Home the other night. Saw a young fellow that scored 40, made 12 threes. And we're kind of seeing that here. Now the other way. Here's a right-hand runner off the board. It won't go off the steal on the press. Tipped out of bounds by Winona. It'll be Gainesville basketball. So they're going to flip it and go the other way. Another bad pass on the press, stolen. Left corner, Bulldogs. Trying to run their lead to 21. On the right baseline, the drive, no good. But foul be called with 10.9 to play. Quarter number three. Hewitt will throw it inbounds for Gainesville. 49-30. They play it in with 10. Right elbow, pull-up shot, Donnelly in and out. Rebound, Byrne has it for Winona, back right to left in the purple. Crossover dribble all the way in, goes up, got blocked. He'll be shooting two. Owen Donnelly with foul number three. And back to the line is Channing Byrne for Winona. First try, good. Channing Byrne, the only senior on this Winona team. Next attempt, good. And now, Chris is the other end. Long pass tipped up and in as Donnelly beat everybody down the court. And Winona asleep at the switch. No safety was back. Owen Donnelly with a sneaky one at the end of the quarter. 51-32. Gainesville with the lead. Back for the fourth in 1 minute on the Fox.
What's that?
Cheney Monument, located on Highway 160 in Gainesville, has been in business since 1935. Specializing in granite memorials, etchings, and memorial lettering, Cheney Monument also offers sandblasting services. Custom monuments, benches, and more can be crafted. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to noon, or call them at 417-679-3720.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Eight minutes to go in this basketball game. Fourth quarter from the Gainesville, or I should say from the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Gainesville Bulldogs now with the lead of 51-32 and the ball as we start the fourth against the Winona Wildcats. Grant Leaker will drive the key. He goes up, ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Winona. Bulldog basketball, and they'll play it from left to their own basket. Colby Anderson will throw the ball in for Gainesville. Both teams are 4-3. So someone is going to be two games over 500, and when the night's done, another is going to be at the flat line. Here's the inbound play. Anderson throws it in. Gainesville gets it in the corner. Catch and shoot. Donnelly for the three. Won't fall. Ball tipped over. Picked up by Channing Byrne. Burns did a good job on the glass tonight for Winona. Out front. To the left corner. Byrne with a three look. Good. Channing Byrne from way out. Front court, Gainesville. Looking to get that back. Shot, no good. Rebound comes off. Channing Byrne has it again. We're on the right side. Crew Bowden back around the court, the left corner. Pass outside, touch pass over. Bowden, no shot. Back over to Byrne in the left side. Over the top to the right corner. Had a shot, passed it up. Now Byrne, three in the left corner. No good. Air ball taken down by it. Gainesville, they come back all the way to the hole. Donnelly goes up, lays it up and around, no good. Rebound to Byrne again. Channing Byrne takes it the other way. Takes it all the way to the hole, lays it up and good. Channing Byrne. To the point, free throw line. Open, 16-footer by Leakers. No good, got his own rebound though. Goes up inside, he can't score, and now Byrne gets another rebound. Channing Byrne up the left side. And we're going to get a turnover on Winona for carrying the basketball. I don't blame kids for getting called for that, carrying the ball, because so many officials allow it anymore. Now the other direction. Byrne with a steal. Goes up inside. No good. Now at the other end. Donnelly. Left corner. Hewitt. Three. Air ball. Taken down by Byrne. Channing Byrne has it. Looks like he always has it. Up the right sideline now. They fake inside. A whistle. That timeout's going to be called by the Winona Wildcats. 5 minutes, 35 seconds left in the ballgame with the score. Gainesville Bulldogs 51 and Winona 37. And we're back in a minute on the phone.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Western Dairy Transport in Kabul serves customers in all 48 states and Mexico, operating for over 50 years with the guiding principles of community, integrity, safety, and service. Western Dairy is now the nation's largest milk and dairy hauler. They exist to enrich and grow people, families, and communities. Western Dairy Transport is a proud sponsor of the Kabul Bulldogs and the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Inbound play for the Winona Wildcats with 5:35 to go, and they're down by 14 points. They've got into this lead a little. Pass underneath. Here's a shot up, blocked, picked back up inside, laid up and in. AJ Polino Innes with the bucket. And it's a 12-point game, 51-39. Over on the right side. Left wing pass to the baseline. They double-team the ball. Back out near the left elbow. Hewitt gets it over. Donnelly has it slapped away. Now back to the right corner. Pressure on the ball. They'll lob it back out to Donnelly. I don't really think Gainesville is playing very smart right now. They're kind of taking the air out of the ball a little bit here, and that was their momentum. It sure takes that away. And right now, Winona kind of has the momentum. They're going to pull it out here and make Winona come out of it. Oh, here's a horrible cross-court pass stolen. We'll take it to the hole. Back outside it goes. Innes puts the shot, no good. Put back up and around and good. Getting burned with 7 in the quarter. 17 for the game. 10-point game, 51-41. Right side, Leaker has it. Pressure, pass low block. Galdi to the left corner, 3 ball for Donnelly is good, and that's the way they have been playing. You move it, inside out it, and there Donnelly makes the 3, 54-41. Burn to the left wing, to the point. Right side. Back to the big guy, Channing Byrne. Pass to the middle of the court. Trap. Fake. Fall away. No good. Put back. He's up and in again. Ines. A.J. Paulino Ines with the bucket. He has 4 off the bench. 54-43. 3:10 to play. The 11 points is going to be tough in just 3 minutes. In the middle of the lane, here's Hewitt, open again from about 7 feet, puts it up and good, timeout on the court. Dawson Hewitt with his first bucket of the fourth, and he has 31 points tonight. Timeout, 2:53 to play, and back in a minute on the Fox.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is your car speaking, and winter's coming. My tires are slipping. My tread span. One snowflake, and we're skating. Please call Kabul Tires.
Stay safe this winter with new tires and expert service. Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
Kabul Holiday Tournament, 2:38 to go in the ball game, and Winona down by a score of 56-43, and now we get a tie up in the lane. And it will be Winona basketball. Bryson Mays in the ball game now for the Winona. He got tied up. And now the inbound play. Bowden 3 launched and good. Bowden from the right point. A single 3 in each quarter. He's got 12, 56-46. 2:18 to go. Well, we can get a steal here. You never know. 10-point game. But neither team has a team foul. That means if Winona has to put him on the line to stop the clock, they're not going to get the ball back. Here's a jump shot from 12 feet right wing. No good by Grant Leaker, and a foul on the play. Bryson Mays with the foul. And so Grant Leaker back to the line. And Leaker has quietly had a good game, 9 points. And the first free throw, good. He's in double figures. One more try for the one of three seniors for Gainesville. Good again. Fifty-eight, 46. Back to a 12-point difference, under 2 minutes to play. On the left wing to the point, to the right side. I think both of these teams are going to win some games this year. This has been a fairly good game, competitively. Down to a minute 33. That's the point. Going to have to start shooting the ball, though. Here's a long three by Byrne. It's good. Byrne only had 2 points at halftime. And now he has 20. Leaker at the line. Dribbles down the left side of the key. Pulls his way up with the shot. No good. And he got fouled and he'll shoot two. 1:06 to go. 58-49. When this thing started to get away from him, it was 51-32 at one point going into the fourth quarter. Winona has not given up. Free throw by Leaker is good. Grant Leaker now with 11. Gainesville is 8-for-8 from the free throw line today. They haven't missed a free throw. Leaker again for Gainesville. Good. And so Winona will bring it up with 104 and counting, 60-49. We need to do something quick. Quick, quick, quick. Winona moving the ball wing to wing like they're up two. They're down by 11. Shoot it, man. Someone. Bowden over on the right side. Return pass on the wing. Can't get a shot off. Holy cow. Still haven't got a shot off. Here's a long three from the right. No good. And the ball will be controlled by Gainesville. That'll do it. 60-49. They probably won't shoot. And they won't. So the final score, Gainesville 60 and Winona 49. Back to wrap it up in 30 seconds on the Fox.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Well, final score in the ball game, the Gainesville Bulldogs defeat Winona in the opening round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament, 60-49. And really, Winona played very well. Their shortcoming was they were not able, at certain points, especially in the first half, right before halftime, they just had a terrible time scoring the basketball and getting looks at the basket. And you got to give Morris Jenkins' basketball team from Gainesville a lot of credit for that. I was checking out the scoring here. And let's see. For Winona, leading scorer, Channing Byrne finished with 22 tonight. Stetson Haynes made the first shot of the night for the Wildcats from the field. He finished with 6. 12 points for Crew Bowden, 5 for Conley Voiles, 4 for A.J. Polino Innes, and that was it. Gainesville had only 3 players score. Only 3 different players scored for them. And all 3 of them are seniors. Dawson Hewitt led all scorers with 31. Owen Donley with 16 tonight. And Grant Leaker with 13 points. So I'll wrap it up for this one. Stand by. More tournament basketball is coming up from the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Got me way over the sun, and I'm dancing. dressing like I am the only one. 'Cause I can't get enough, I can't get enough, I can't stay on the ground. Whoa, I can't get enough, I can't get enough. This is taking me now, it's taking me higher, higher, higher off the ground. It's taking me going higher. I feel like I can touch the sky. It's taking me higher, higher off the ground. It's taking me
Seacrest. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Let's go. Today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Need to know weather.
Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Double H of the Weather Center with your forecast update. Looking for another pretty warm overnight reading at 49 degrees for this evening, bringing in some fog. And tomorrow we'll have partly sunny skies, a high 73. Sunday, a 50% chance of rain and 71. And Monday, completely different. Mostly sunny with a high only 32.
Today's hit music.
96.9 The Fox.
We will fire. Impossible to tame. Like oil in the ocean, no way to put out the flame. We were just a running, eyes closed in the dark, headed for all full speed, or it's about to leave a mark. Oh, and it was freedom, you hold me, I scream your name, through all of the madness, I take the blame. I only want you when you're gone, gone, gone. Playing like
me butterflies. Wanna text you all the time. I can't help that I feel like this. Talking to you, staying up all night. Yeah, he knows something ain't right, but it's innocent till we kiss. In a gray zone of morality, feeling dangerous when you're calling me. Something about the secrecy of us. Then it hits me like reality. I can lose him to a fantasy. It ain't heartbreak, but it still hurts enough. Oh, baby.
Music 96.9 The Fox.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrong to make the words come to life. Who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
Evening. We've got more basketball coming your way, believe it or not. This is the Mansfield Lions